As the saying goes, timing is everything. And for a group of scientists with the Pacific Marine Environmental Laboratory, the timing could not have been better. This spring, in an effort to learn more about undersea volcanoes, scientists sent a submarine equipped with a camera into the waters off the northern Mariana Islands, south of Japan. From a control room aboard a ship on the ocean surface in the Pacific, here's what they saw.
There's a yellow hue to the particle plume. It's clearly just loaded with sulfur.
Whoa,
look at the
that.
Yellow there. When it, oh, my God. Look at, there's black rock or black bits of material that are floating out of the plume. It's an extremely vigorous eruption going on right now.
The picture was a bit shaky. The volcano sent the camera on the robotic submarine tossing and turning undersea. But the images were clear. The scientists were the first to witness the eruption of a deep-sea volcano. Dave Butterfield is an oceanographer with the Pacific Marine Environmental Laboratory's expedition. He's also a research scientist at the University of Washington's Institute for the Study of Atmosphere and Oceans, and he joins us now from Seattle. First off, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We were lucky to happen on to the right volcano at the right time.
Is that pure luck or good science that led you to that spot?
Well, it was a bit of both, because we knew that this was a highly active volcanic area, and in 2003 we were out there with the ship mapping the water column and finding the hot spots of hydrothermal activity, and this was one of them. In fact, it was one of the hottest looking ones.
The volcano, which you now call the Brimstone Pit, was 1,800 feet below the surface. How does a volcano beneath the surface of the ocean compare to a volcano on dry land?
Well, if you look at the shape of the volcano, it looks very similar. The major difference is that all of the eruptive activity takes place under 1,800 feet, 600 meters of water, and that's relatively shallow for mid-ocean ridge volcanoes. So the primary difference is all that water that's on top of it.
Would there be hot lava that deep into the ocean?
There certainly are lava eruptions. The one that we saw was not a lava eruption, but it was more like a gas explosion.
And could you be a little bit more specific about what you were actually able to see on that screen in the control room? What did it look like in detail?
Well, we visited it a couple of occasions. The first time we found it as a billowing cloud of white smoke-like looking material coming out of this hole in the ground. And we took the submarine, a remotely operated vehicle, right down into that pit crater because the activity level was fairly low. We sat there long enough to take some water samples and bring them back. And then on a subsequent dive, we were revisiting the same spot, sitting up on the rim and looking at the smoke coming out. And then suddenly the volume of material that was coming out of this pit crater increased tremendously. Bits of rock started to fall down on the submarine. It was totally enveloped in a white smoke, and we couldn't see more than about a foot in front of the camera. And so we knew that something very interesting was happening. It took a while to register that this was a volcanic event.
Have you been able to study the material from the eruption, and what have you learned?
So far, we haven't much. But when we do analyze them, I think we'll learn quite a bit about the chemical effects of volcanic eruptions in the deep sea. And the observations we took, they're unprecedented, and it's just the first look at something that humans have never been able to see before.
Dave Butterfield, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks a lot.
Dave Butterfield is an oceanographer with the Pacific Marine Environmental Laboratory's expedition. He's also a research scientist at the University of Washington.